Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
What's up, my brother? And welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 16. And I want to thank you so much for spending your time with me as usual, man. I love the fact that you guys and that you are here with me. I appreciate it 100%. I'm your host, Funk Roberts. And my goal, my mission is to help men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond get in the best shape of their life through mindset, through recovery, through workouts, and through nutrition, and through boosting their testosterone to the best of their ability. And today, I'm so happy to have this guest. This guest that we're going to have today has been really, he's been an inspiration to me from the get-go. From the very first time that I ever decided to step in the fitness industry, the online fitness industry, just the fitness industry in general. As you guys know, I used to be a professional athlete, professional beach volleyball player, fought. And but this guy, you know, he was an inspiration to me. He was a black fitness model. You know, he graced the covers. And the first time I actually, you know, kind of really heard about his struggles to get on covers, his struggles to be respected as a black man in the fitness industry. And now I'm not talking about bodybuilding, because that's different. This is kind of like fitness model industry. That really hit home to me, because that's kind of like what I wanted to do, you know what I mean? So it was kind of like, oh man, this guy's like on the cover of magazines. That's insane. Like, I love that. This guy's body is amazing. And that just resonated with me, and seeing that he's real, you know, because when you see these guys in the cover of magazines, you're like, man, this guy's like untouchable. Like, you know, he must have, his life must be perfect. Everything must be great for this guy. But it was a struggle. And when I heard him and heard him talk about his struggles and heard him really be authentic, it just really made me feel, okay, I like this, and I'm ready to attack this industry. Not attack it negatively, but just to work as hard as I can, to be the best I can, and then to be able to do something and help people, right? And so the person I'm talking about is Obi Obadaki. If you look on Amazon, he's got a book with Morris Chestnut called The Cut. He's also been on Spike TV. I've seen him. That was one of the other things when I saw him on Spike on a show, like a fitness show. It was amazing. We'll talk about it on this podcast. Man, just seeing another black fitness expert, was huge for me, right? Not saying that, you know, if I was Asian, if I saw like a fitness person, that would be huge. If I was Hispanic and I saw a fitness person, that would be huge for me. Because yes, there's amazing other fitness people, but you know, as a black man and in our community, we have different ailments. We have different things: diabetes, high blood pressure. Like, we have different things that are related to our race, our culture. And you know, Hispanics have specific things. Asians do. White people do. Whatever. So to be able to look at someone, especially when I was younger, and kind of like be able to relate to him and he relates to me because he knows, was amazing. And that's kind of like what I want to be, you know, to not over only to anyone and everyone around the world, but to black men specifically, because I know the struggles and I know the health ailments that go in our community that are a little bit more prevalent in our community, you know, diabetes and high blood pressure and heart disease. And so, you know, I know how to combat that stuff, but I digress. This is not about me. This is about Obi, and I love the fact that he's on today's podcast. I hope you guys enjoy today's podcast with Obi, because it's really amazing. He gives us some great insight. He tells us his story, where he started, how he got hooked up with Morris Chestnut, It's great, man. It's really good. Whether you're black, white, red, or rat brown, it doesn't really matter. It's just, you know, it's great. And he's got this challenge coming up, too. 60-day challenge. Him and Morris have put together a challenge, so it's amazing. But I'll give you all that information. Speaking of challenge, by the time you're reading this, I don't know, or listening to this, know that on February 4th, the Over 40 Alpha Challenge for Men is starting. And I want you to be part of that challenge. It's going to be huge. It's going to be monumental. In fact, right now, as of today, there's over 500 men who have signed up for this challenge. And we still have a week before it starts. So if you guys want to get on this challenge, it's a fitness challenge. My challenge is a 30-day challenge. I know that Obi has his challenge, and we'll talk about his challenge in the program, in the podcast. But my challenge is a 30-day challenge. It's for men over 40, 50, 60, 70. What it does is you're going to get workouts, bodyweight workouts, daily workouts, Metabolic Monday, Tabata Tuesday, Wild Style Wednesday, Total Body Thursday, Fat Loss Fridays. You don't have to do all five workouts in a week, but if you want to, you can. You can do three workouts if you're a beginner. You can do four workouts if you're intermediate. You can do all five if you're advanced. And let me just get some water here. I get excited when I talk about this challenge. You're also going to get nutrition, so full nutrition plan, full meal plan that supports metabolism, supports testosterone boosting, supports weight loss, supports energy. Like, and it's so simple to follow. Three times a day, you're eating carbs, proteins, fats, vegetables. It's amazing. And the most important part, so you're going to get a nutrition plan, you're going to get workouts, follow along workouts. You're going to have access to this on an app. You're going to have access to this on a website. You're going to have access to a Facebook group. Whether you like Facebook or not, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be on Facebook to have access to this, but there's where you're going to get, you know, all of your brothers. There's where you're going to get, you know, your support. And then, of course, you're going to get my support. That's the biggest thing. My accountability. You're going to get emails every single day, or push notifications to your app every single day. Or if you're on Facebook, you're going to get notified every single day with whatever the play of the day is, right? Whatever the play of the day is. So you'll have your workout, you'll have your warm-up workout, you'll have your regular workout, you'll have your Tabata abs, because we have abs at the end. You'll have a stretch at the end. And it's all follow along. So all you need to do is just press play and then you're good. And I'll be there, and my wife and I are actually in all the main workouts. So we'll take you through. But the accountability is key, because on a 30-day challenge, a lot of times people are like, okay, yeah, this is great. I got this program. And then they kind of fall off because there's no one there to kind of guide or help or motivate or inspire. You got to do the work. But when you have someone beside you, when you have someone working out with you, which will be me and my wife, when you have that someone there dedicated to your success, man, it's amazing. So it's a 30-day challenge. It's opening and closing. So February 3rd is the last day to sign up. So whenever you're watching this, like right now, stop this. Go to over40alpha.com/30-day-challenge. That's over40alpha.com/30-day-challenge. That's what I want you to do right now. Go there, sign up for the challenge. You're going to get access to everything January 31st, but you'll be able to log in. You'll be able to upgrade the supplements if you want. If you don't want, you don't need to. But, you know, my Lean Pro 30, which is the number one supplement, this is going to be the Funk Roberts Signature Series. I've got a new line. We've got fat burners. We got testosterone boosters, whatever. Or you don't need it. It doesn't matter. You don't have to have anything. You can just have the workouts and just have the program and nutrition. That's all you need. I'm just saying. Some people want supplements. That's all. Shit, man. Anyways, dude, don't miss out on this challenge, because I don't know where you are so far this year with your resolutions. I don't know what's happened with your resolutions or with your life so far, but I'm telling you right now, this is kind of like the kickstart, right? It just reignites whatever your resolution's been. It keeps you on point. And to have like a 30, everyone starts on the 4th. So you're going to have like at least 500. I'm thinking there's going to be like 1,500 guys all doing the same thing. So imagine the support you're going to have. And I'm there with you. I'm going to be doing the workout program with you, the challenge with you. We're going to be doing a couple of live coaching calls throughout the challenge. Every day you're going to get a video that just gives you motivation and gives you kind of like the play of the day. Man, it's going to be epic. It's going to be absolutely epic. Don't wait, because if you miss this challenge, man, that's another, I don't know how long you're going to, it's going to be before we have another one. So don't miss out. Anyways, I digress. Let's get back to the man with his 60-day challenge, Obi Obadaki. I hope you enjoy this, and we'll talk to you soon. Let's get it done. We are live, my brothers. We are live, and welcome to the Over 40 Alpha podcast. And today, man, I'm so excited because I have one of the icons to me, and I like 100% icons in the fitness industry, not only in magazines, not only with, you know, being an author, but on TV, and just inspirational and inspiring people to get in the shape and educating. And you know, Obi Obadaki, who's our guest today, he's been a massive inspiration for me, like specifically from the start. There was, you know, me being a black man, there's not many, well, actually still to this day, there's not many, but at that time, when I was looking around to see someone of my own color, you know, who's doing what I want to do, there was really no one around. Thank God Obi was around, and he was actually gracing the covers of magazines at that time. And I'm like, yeah, look at this brother on the cover of magazine. This is what I want to do. And then I listened to a podcast that, that Obi had done like 10 years ago. And he talked about the struggles and how hard it was to get on these fitness covers and just the grind that he put in. And that to me was just like, yeah, I mean, this is how it is. You know, you got to grind, you got to put the work in, but don't ever lose your vision and your faith in what you want to do. So for years, Obi's just been like, I always look at what he's doing and how he's doing it and inspiring me. And I'm super, super excited to have Obi on the podcast today to talk about what he's doing and what he's doing in the industry. So Obi, what's up, my brother? How are you?
Yeah, man, thank you, man. It's a phenomenal introduction, man. Thank you so much. I'm flattered and I'm honored, man. You know what, man? It's funny hearing that from you because, you know, when you're in the industry, all you're doing is, you know, it's a difficult industry to crack because it's so saturated. But I think if you are a minority, unfortunately, at least before social media, it was very, very hard. Now it's so much easier because you don't have to ask anybody. You can create your own platform. Back then there was no social media. So you're asking the publishers, can you put me in your magazine, please? So now the game has changed now where somebody now who is known in the industry because they worked hard and created this social media platform, you know, 10, 8, 9 years ago, no one probably would know who they were because they would have to go through they would have to go through the normal path that we all have had to go to just to get some recognition. I mean, it was like if you weren't in magazines and you weren't on television or didn't have an online presence, you were really you were unknown. So yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So how did you get started in everything? Like what?
You know what? It's funny. I ran track in college at Cal State Fullerton. I played basketball and ran track in high school and college. So my background always came from an athletic background. And I had a normal job like most people. I was in satellite communications, T-com. And I found my love through fitness from playing sports growing up as a kid. And I used to train people on the side in college and even when I had a regular job. And it's funny, like when I always think about this, when I was 22 years old and first job out of college, I think I worked at Ford Credit in finance, first job. And I remember even then I said, this is not what I'm meant to do. You know, I'm working this 9-to-5 and I'm 22. I hate it. I'm like, I know, even back then, I know I meant more to the world than this, you know?
Right.
So it was just trying to figure out, like, how do you go about that? How do you go about, you know, following your passion and trying to make a living? Because I know I didn't want to be a trainer at a gym, you know, working 8-10 hours a day. I really wanted to be, you know, somewhat of an influence and be able to make a decent living to support myself and be able to help my family and stuff like that. So I think what happens is that, you know, your passion exceeds whatever risk are involved in moving forward. And that's when it got to the point where I was just like totally unhappy. I'm working all these, you know, I I'm working all these different jobs that I could not stand. I hated it. And it was not a career, it was a job. And there's a difference, you know? And it just got to the point where I said, you know what? I really want to follow my passion. And if I fall on my face, I fall on my face, you know? So I ended up just going after it. And I knew that going in the industry and being just a trainer, I knew that wasn't the route. It was really trying to make a big splash and then have people pay attention to what is coming out of my mouth. Right. So when I first came to industry, I was just all about chasing magazine covers. And there was a method to the madness. It was really trying to gain respect as this physique guy. And then at the same time, writing for every magazine that I can write. And I knew that I would get the street cred. I would get the fitness cred by being on the magazine covers. And while that was happening, obviously I was establishing myself as a writer and a columnist for all these different magazines at the time. And that was happening simultaneously. And then I think once I got in every magazine that I can think of and gained that notoriety in the industry, then I really wanted to evolve into the mainstream. I didn't want to be known as a fitness and bodybuilding guy. I really wanted to help. I get more out of helping the average person than helping someone that's already in shape get shredded and ripped. Right. That makes any sense. Someone like the woman in Wyoming that's 55 years old, you know, that really wants to lose 20, 30 pounds. The guy that's, 59 and he has a regular job and he wants to lose weight so he can, be able to be mobile and agile, for everyday, day-to-day activities. I enjoy working with those individuals as opposed to working with someone who's already in shape at 12%. He wants to get down to 5 or 6. It's just, you're already fit already.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about there with that because, for me, it's also just showing that person that they can do that. There's a lot of self-doubt on people who think that they can't get to, lose 20 pounds or move better or be more agile or what have you. The guy who's 12%, he already knows he could probably get there. He just needs that guidance. It's the other ones that don't. And when you see that transformation, it's incredible.
Right. Absolutely. Without a doubt. So, my career has been interesting. Getting in the industry before social media and getting in magazines and getting on magazine covers. I literally was just like, I want to write for any magazine that would give me an opportunity. And when I came in the industry, that you just really didn't see black guys on magazine covers. It was really tough. In fact, I was told that, many times that, we're not going to put you on a cover because, my publisher won't go for a black guy on a cover. I mean, that's what I was hearing. So I'm like, damn, like, I'm literally pretty naive at this particular point in time. I'm just like, wow. And I remember a couple of times I wanted to quit. I just thought, this is the industry. What am I doing here? What am I wasting my time? Why am I taking this risk? And then the anger just became, it was just persistence and insanity on trying to crack the code and trying to get in here, And so I just never quit. And I always tell people, I don't think I am, I'll say it. I always see a lot of brothers who are marketable, who look great. I'll never say I'm the most marketable. I just was a hustler. Mm-hmm. And through all that hustle, people started giving me opportunities and the magazines were selling and I was getting an opportunity to write. People were loving my content. And that was the most important thing. I never wanted to be a model. I still don't see myself as a model. I literally am someone who really tried to, I just wanted to get the physique cred so you can pay attention to what I'm saying. That's it. Once I was comfortable enough to have gotten on enough covers that would make people respect me, I stopped. I stopped chasing them. I'm not chasing them anymore. I've done that. Now it's just to educate. I barely even post pictures of myself, without my shirt. Like there's so many of them online, Yeah. Once in a while, but I'm really all about motivational, educational content. Like, when you come to my page that you're going to leave being better or stronger. You're going to leave knowing that you know more information than before you went to my page. That's my whole purpose.
That's amazing.
I just really come from an altruistic perspective that I really want to give you as much information as I can from a scientific perspective. And hopefully people will, you know, can learn and be able to apply that to their everyday life.
For sure. Just a quick question. How old were you during this, the magazine cover days?
And I came in the industry relatively late, to be honest with you. I was actually 32 years old when I came in the industry.
Right.
32 years old. So, of course, I was, you know, I've always been in shape, and I always, even when I had a regular job, I was always, you know, I probably worked out harder, longer than I do now, you know, just with education and knowledge. So 31, 32. And, you know, most people kind of come in the industry when they're in their 20s and stuff like that. So I was determined. I was so determined. And I was just kind of always had that chip on my shoulder. I always felt like the underdog. And it's funny when you call yourself the underdog, when people, how are you the underdog? Look at how fit you are, you know, but that's how I saw myself, because, you know, you get turned down enough, you know, you feel like you're the underdog, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, people will see all the accolades that maybe you've accomplished, but they don't know all of the times that you were turned down, you know? And I want to share that with people so people can connect with me and know that, hey man, I've experienced being turned down. I've experienced people saying, hey, we're not down for your look, you know, or your look won't sell. It won't help us. We don't need you as a writer. So you remember all that. You use that as motivation. And, you know, you being a, you know, you played sports, you were an athlete, you competed, you know, you use any little thing to motivate you to keep going, you know, it's like, okay, we'll see.
yeah, because seeing where you are now, but for me, because I listened to that old podcast of you talking about the struggles, because I think you were even in the midst of, you know, continuing your journey of getting on the magazine. So you were really candid about the struggles that you're getting and the doors closing and you just continuing to bang them down. So I personally know the struggles that you've been going through because I listened to that, you know what I mean?
Right.
And seeing where you're at, just to know that it's just like the continuing hustle and the grind, which.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, sometimes, you know, when you share those things, you know, people, you know, if you've never gone through it before, on an outside, you think, oh, that doesn't happen, or he's playing the race card. I said, no, trust me, I'm not. Like, trust me, it happens. It's apparent. And now it's starting to get mainstream notoriety with the whole Oscars so white thing. You know, now people are starting to talk about it mainstream, that it affects all forms of media and marketing, mainstream media, TV, movies. You know, that's why, you know, 5 years ago, there wasn't any, there were the only lead black actor in a TV show was LL Cool J, you know, and, you know, I know that because Morris Chestnut, the conversation we've had. So, you know, it is getting attention, but it is getting better, you know, and now I think with social media, people are starting to realize that you can create your own platform and show, you know, your marketability and your worth and your value. And now you've got companies coming to influencers saying, hey, can we use your notoriety? Can we use your platform? And now you're in a position to just make decisions. Well, I don't know if I want to work with you, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, the game has changed now. It's flipped, which is really cool because, you know, then you can kind of control your destiny as opposed to waiting for somebody else or, you know, or asking or begging. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. That must feel good because, again, you've seen both sides of the coin now. And, you know, so I think that's great that, you know, you must feel like, okay, now I can really play. I mean, listen, you've done the work. You continue to do the work. And so, you know, the fruits of all those labors are probably coming in now. I mean, they've all probably come in, but, you know, more and more, yeah, you know, it's just.
Absolutely. And I, the great thing about it, man, is I can just, you know, use my story as a motivational for others, you know, and that's what it is. You know, it's like people identify with, they don't identify when everything is easy for you. They identify with struggle when you fall on your face, unfortunately. So, you know, you being able to use that story and share that with people, I think will make people, motivate people to not give up. I can do it. If he can do it, I can do it. And so, you know, and I'm not afraid to talk about it. I think, like, I believe that I might have been I think I was the first guy in the industry to really talk about the lack of diversity in a media platform. I never saw anybody do that. They were always afraid. They thought maybe I'll get blackballed. And I wasn't afraid. I just figured blackballed. I don't even have a ball. I'm not even playing in the game.
It doesn't matter, man.
You talking about blackballed? I'm not even playing yet. So you can't do nothing then. Nothing's happened, you know?
Classic. I love it. I love it. So here I am, I'm in the MMA, martial arts industry, UFC, watching UFC on Spike.
Big fan. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
And what you guys do, I ran track, right? Yeah. And so I did the 100, the 200, the workouts we did were, which is crazy conditioning.
Okay? Yeah, so for sure.
I tell people just being a former track guy, guys, think about it. They're punching, they're kicking, they're wrestling.
Yes.
Think about that. I've done it. If you just stay in a squat position and swing for 30 seconds, right? As fast as you can, you're done.
Totally.
But they're doing this in a match.
I know, man.
It's a match.
All over the place, up, down, around, running around.
That's crazy conditioning.
Totally.
I'm so impressed with MMA athletes. You guys are studs, man. I'm like, yo, man, that's crazy conditioning. I actually think the conditioning is, I believe, I'm not disrespecting boxing, but what you guys have to know, the modalities, the fighting modalities, it's just crazy. I personally think like your biggest weakness sometimes is can you finish the match, 100%.
1,000,000%. It comes down to, especially as you move up in the level of your fighting, all the fighters are literally the same level. They all know jiu-jitsu, they all know wrestling, they all know, boxing, what have you, Muay Thai. But it's the ones who have the best conditioning, the ones who can recover fast enough, the ones who can weather through the storm. Those are the ones that, will pick up and win. A few years back, I'm watching Spike TV, watching probably it was MMA, and then all of a sudden I see this trailer for The Sweat, and I'm like, what? And I see Obi, and I'm like, yes! Yes! I got my new show! I was like so excited, man.
Thanks, man.
Saw you there. I was like, this is amazing. Like, this is incredible. Spike TV, watch Spike. The show's coming on. It's beautiful. It's about, fitness, and right. I love the premise. I actually love the premise, and right. you being on that show was incredible. Tell me about how that happened.
Yeah, man, that was an interesting. It's called Sweat Inc., and it was Jillian Michaels, myself, and the founder and the CEO of TRX, Randy Hetrick. And it was interesting because they were. It was weird. I just got this email from one of the people from Three Ball Productions, one of the production companies, said, "Hey, we did our research, and we're really interested in." Presenting you to the network for this co-hosting spot. We're looking for a strong, well-known fitness expert for this co-hosting spot for this new show. Jillian Michaels is co-hosting, and she had just left Biggest Loser, so they were trying to create a show around her. But right. We knew that she couldn't carry it herself. She needed two people, two guys. So they brought me in, and like I said, I didn't know anybody. They brought me in, and I nailed the audition. I did very, very well. Presented me to the network, and it was a huge casting call, brother. It was they looked every top fitness expert in the country auditioned for that spot. Okay, wow, everybody. Jillian, she was executive producer, so it was really created around her. Even though we were her co-hosts, so even she was pushing her own people, her own friends. So you would have thought maybe one of her people would get it, even though the network makes the final decision. So I didn't, there wasn't anyone like, hey man, hook Obi up, like it was just, everyone auditioned around the country. And, fortunately they gave me the spot. The network, gave me the co-hosting spot. But you know, what was so interesting about that? This is interesting. Was that I auditioned for a weight loss transformation show, at the same time. So I auditioned in the same week, Sweat Inc. and a weight loss transformation show on TLC. So within about 6 weeks, I found out that I booked, in the same week, I found out I booked Sweat Inc. and the other TV show at the same time. So I had two. And so TLC Network and Spike both wanted me. So I was trying to see if I could do both.
Yeah, for sure. Well, of course.
But they wouldn't, the network wouldn't allow me to. Spike was, they thought it would be a conflict of interest because they're two fitness shows. And I was trying to do both. So I had to make a decision on what would be, what would make the best sense, what would have the stronger chance of being successful. And my agent was trying to see if I can do both. They wouldn't allow it. So I ended up picking the Sweat Inc. route with Jillian Michaels. I thought that would have the chance to be successful. But so anyway, I ended up booking it. The show is based on, it's like a Shark Tank of the fitness industry. It's 27 fitness entrepreneurs that are competing against each other, that are, they are inventors. So the it's about who created the next biggest America's fitness phenomenon. So all these 27 entrepreneurs are coming up with these new innovative fitness equipment workout inventions. And they're being judged on the scalability, if the workout is effective, if it can be profitable. And we're judged, and we have to try all the workouts out, which is crazy on the show. And every week, an entrepreneur is eliminated. And then the winner is wins the prize, wins the you know, America's next biggest fitness phenomenon in terms of what they created. And they win a cash prize of $100,000 and then a sponsorship with the gym or something like that. So it was a great show. Unfortunately, it was just poorly marketed. So it only lasted one season. But it was a great, great opportunity to work with Jillian Michaels. I actually have a lot of respect for her. She actually knows a lot more than what people think. Her and I got along really well. And Randy Hetrick was a really great guy from TRX, smart, smart cat. So it was a really, really cool show.
That's amazing. Yeah, I love the show. I love the premise. I really enjoyed the premise because, you know, at that time I had my, you know, kind of my Spartan style training, and I was looking at all these different people coming with different styles of training or different equipment, or, you know, and it was really cool to see some of the ones who just, you know, came with the ego and thought that theirs was the best. And I could, I was always watching for your, just for your reactions, and it just, I could relate 100%, like literally, because, you know, I've seen everything, a lot of things.
Sure.
As have you. So when people would come in and they'd be like, oh yeah, you know, I've got this thing and whatever, and you're trying to give them advice and they're just not listening.
Right.
And, I can feel it.
They're hard headed. Give me one second. Give me one sec. Hold on real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? It's an interesting show just from an entrepreneur perspective. Like we all, like I watch Shark Tank and I learned a lot from Shark Tank. You know, I think we all have. You watch Shark Tank, like, wow, okay. That's a fair percentage to ask, huh? You know, of an investor or okay, so if this person puts down, you know, $150,000, this is what the normal percentage that they would be, that would be fair for an investor to take. So we, you know, I learned a lot from a lot of these business shows, to be honest. So, it's very well produced. Like I said, it's at the end of the day, whatever you create, whether it's a book, a DVD, a workout, a diet program, a TV show, a movie, if it's not, if you don't market it well, it's not going to do well. It's that simple. I don't care who you have. You have to understand marketing, and it has to be marketed well. You know, I think that's why, like, you know, the amount of time that you put into creating something, you have to put the same amount of intellect in marketing it. And it's probably even more important because you have to be able to create in a way that people can digest and absorb how great it is.
100%. I do know. Speaking of book and marketing, we've got the cut.
Oh, the cut.
This is, I bought
thanks,
this book.
Man.
It's awesome. It's you and Morse Chestnut.
Right.
Created this amazing book. It's an awesome book. I started reading it and just getting back. Like, it's just.
Thanks, man. Thank you so much. Yeah.
I love it. Man. I love it. Easy to digest for someone who's never trained.
Yeah.
Before,
that's what it was for. For the, you know, the average person that is really wants to get in better shape. And thank you so much, man.
I love it.
And it's funny. I got him in shape for a movie about 5 years ago, and called The Best Man Holiday. And his, everyone was talking about his body and his physique in the film. He lost 33 pounds in 12 weeks. And he was in the best shape of his life. At the time, he was 44. And everyone was just saying, how'd you get in that type of shape? And he credited me when he was doing all the daytime talk shows promoting the movie. And then that, I just saw the reaction. I was bombarded with emails, and he was as well, in terms of what his workout, what his diet program was. So then I just said, hey, Morris, I think we should do a book together. For I think there's a demand for it. Let's put everything in a book. And so I didn't want the book to be about all about how he got in shape. I wanted to be a book about how to get the average person in better shape. So we decided to work together. And a couple years after that, we ended up, you know, putting the book, The Cut. And it was a bestseller. Number one, I think it was number one on Amazon, the diet and exercise genre. And I believe it was on Amazon. And it was number 12 in all books and all genres on Amazon. So wow. We were on every major daytime talk show across the country promoting the book. It was really a lot of fun. He's great to work with. He's actually a business partner of mine and a very great friend. He's just a really great guy.
Let me rewind for a second and sure. Ask, how did Morris Chestnut find Obi, and what?
He, you know what? And this is what we just talked about. He saw me in a magazine cover, you know, it tells you the power of being on a magazine. He saw me in a magazine cover and he was like, this is exactly what he says this in the interviews. He said, I need to figure out who is that guy. I want to get on that guy's program. That's exactly what happened. So, you know, it just tells you the power of a magazine. He didn't even know if I even trained people. There's a lot of people on magazine, but I don't mean that they know how to train somebody. Right. But what he did was that being on that cover gave him the motivation to research me. He researched me. He saw my transformations on my website, all the people that I've transformed. And he was just enamored by, you know, by my credibility and my, you know, my resume and my degrees and stuff. And then his people reached out to me. And then from there, we made it happen. And the great thing about it, the biggest thing is we became great friends from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I gained a great, great friend from this business relationship collaboration. So, so that's basically what happened. So it just goes to show you that, you know, I'm not saying that being fit is everything, because there's a lot of guys, as you and I know, who look great, but, you know, if you had them in a panel and the Google wasn't in front of them and that you asked them some questions, you know, they'd be a deer in headlights.
1,000,000%.
You know, like, you know, you can't Google that, my man. Yeah. The laptop ain't in front of you, you know.
And time, brother, time. Don't
worry about right now. Answer the question.
Amazing. So true. So true. So, so you're everywhere. I see you on all the shows. And you've even been on, you know, Wendy Williams and Steve Harvey. And are those were part of the, just, you know, the transformation from magazine cover to writing good articles to, and then they're like, hey, we need this guy on our show. We need this guy on our show. Was that also like for shows like Wendy Williams and, you know, Steve Harvey, more of a black audience. That must have been amazing to be able to, you know, like it doesn't like when I'm talking about this for those who are listening or watching, I'm not like, I'm a black man, Obi's a black man, but whether you're Hispanic, you want to look for someone who's Hispanic because they understand, you know, health issues. They understand you. It's somebody you can look to. If you're Asian or Chinese or Japanese or what have you, you know, you want to look to those people because they're in your community. They talk your talk and they understand what's going on. So, you know, it is very important for black people, black men, black women, what have you, to at least have someone that they can, you know, you're going to follow everybody.
You can identify with.
You can identify with, exactly.
Absolutely.
That must have been great.
Without a doubt. No, it was when I had been on, local and I did some national TV before that, but I hadn't done that big. And then boom, 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 over. It was like a huge, huge tour. So I was ready. To me, that was like my audition to show what I could do.
Right.
You know? So I was ready. It was just almost like, you know, the guy that's been playing in the football, the basketball star that's been in college way too long, and he's ready to come in the NBA. He's right. Like, yo, is he ready? No, he has been ready. He's been in college for like 10 years. You know what I mean? Yeah, he's ready. And he came out blasting. So I was ready. And, you know, I remember Morris. I remember, you know, we're in the green room. He's asking me, hey, man, you ready for this? I said, dude, I've been ready for a while, Doc.
Beautiful.
And he was, you know, what was great was that he allowed me to he allowed me to be me. You know, he wasn't afraid of me speaking more than him, right? Because I had to be the guy selling the book from an expert perspective. He was the motivational guy, right? So it takes someone with no ego to allow you to shine. So I got to give him credit for that. And then when I got on to Wendy, what we did, I think we did Wendy, Rachel Ray, Steve Harvey. We did all of them. And then what was cool is that my charisma was stood out on the Wendy Williams, the Today Show reached out to me and they booked me to be on the Today Show for, I did a 2-month weight loss series on the Today Show. Nice. The executive producer, I asked her, how did you guys find me? And she told me, she said, I saw you on the Wendy Williams show. I said, wow, that guy looks phenomenal. And I love what he says. And I want to get him on the show. So I was on the, I don't even know if a fitness expert has ever been on the show that long, but I was on it for 2 months, did a weight loss series called the Summer Shape Up series with Joy Bauer, who's the resident nutritionist. So that was, it was great, man. That was just a lot of hard work, you know, and today's show is live. You know, you can't make mistakes, whatever. You just kind of keep going, you know? Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. I love like everything that you've done. It's just been accumulation that this book only made sense. You know, this book having something of your own, This only made sense to put something like this together after years and years of you know, the knowledge that you've acquired, the sharing. Like you said, you share a lot of information. Someone can go to your site, someone can go to your page, and they know that they're going to come back 1% better or come back with some knowledge that they can implement. But you also have a challenge that you just lost.
I have a New Year's resolution 60-day challenge, and kind of how that came about was after we did the book, The Cut, and with the amount of attention and success that it received, people were asking myself and Morris, do you guys have any exercise videos? You know, and so that was where we were thinking, man, maybe we should expound on The Cut, but in a sense where people can actually absorb it better, because you can only get so much from a book, you know. So we decided to come up with this New Year's resolution 60-day challenge where there's exercise videos, diet plans, motivational videos. It's me and Morris, and we have two women working out with us. So these are the workouts are 30 minutes or less, you know, get in and get out. It's very efficient. And it's really motivating people to get in the best shape within 60 days. And the winner of the challenge will get an opportunity to come out to California, round trip ticket, and work out with me and Morris and spend some time with us. So we got a lot of this is probably one of the first meetings that I'm doing right now. So with Funk, with this, I appreciate him giving me opportunity on this podcast.
No problem.
We have a lot of national media lined up. I think we're going to be on Steve Harvey, Rachel Ray, and some of the shows we were on promoting the book. We really want to make this a national challenge. So if you sign up for our challenge, I guarantee you're going to get in great shape. And it is catered to pretty much all levels. And we have modifications for someone that maybe can't do the normal workouts and stuff. So if you go to newyearsresolutionchallenge.com, newyearsresolutionchallenge.com, join us. And yeah, great, great stuff.
Guys, you heard that, New Year's with the S. resolution.com. I have links, but
New Year's resolution challenge.com.
Yeah, New Year's resolution challenge.com. Yeah, I'll have links for
resolution
sure.
Challenge and boom. So yeah, thank you so much for allowing me to plug that on your
show. Oh, absolutely. 100%, man. It's helping people. That's what, you know, you and I, that's where we're here to help people and transform people's lives and get that crazy obesity, you know, that's epidemic under control. Right. You know, like let's tilt it to the other way where everyone's getting healthier and everyone's getting information and applying that information.
Right.
You know? Yeah, man, this is amazing. I appreciate you being on the show. It's incredible. Any last words you want to say?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, as far as tips is concerned, what I would give to any person that's over 40 and stuff like that is I really believe that I'm 43. I turned 43 a couple days ago, and age is really just a number. If you eat properly, if you exercise appropriately, if you get the proper sleep, you can maintain the same body you had when you were 24, 25. In fact, you can have a better body because you're just more knowledgeable in knowing how to take care of your body and stuff. Of course, your testosterone levels, as you know, is going to drop after the age of 30, but you can naturally increase them with exercising, eating properly, less stress, and doing all the right things from a lifestyle perspective. So, you know, I would tell anyone that is over 40, just because you're over 40 does not mean that you're over the hill, you're old. It's just a number that it's a chronological to how long you've been on the earth. That doesn't mean that your body's just going to shrivel up. You know, a lot of times people don't even know how old you are unless you tell them how old you are.
You know? Totally.
So it really is just a number. Unfortunately, we do live in a society where people will judge you, you know, based on your age and stuff like that. But it's amazing on what you can do with the human body if you do all the right things. And I'm one of the things I want to give Funk props is that, you know, he always promotes, you know, doing it naturally. We both have the same common goal in regards to that. I've never taken a steroid in my life, and I really believe in just building the body naturally. I don't like when I see guys taking, you know, illegal substances. It's unhealthy. It's not even necessary. And, you know, what's the point of getting on something? You get off, you're going to come back down in size anyway. You know, mm-hmm. There's no point to that. So if you trust the human body and you do all the right things, you exercise consistently, you get your proper nutrition, your proper sleep, you can achieve some phenomenal things naturally. I've seen some guys like, wow, God, look at how phenomenal this guy looks, you know, but it's consistency, you know, you got to be consistent, you know. So, yeah.
We even talked about that just before, talked about how even in your 40s, 50s, what have you, you could still get the best body.
Yeah.
Right.
You can. No, you really can. I've seen people that weren't really, they didn't make fitness a priority when they were in their 20s and 30s. And they just made a decision to make it a priority in their 40s and 50s. And if you look at the photos, you're like, whoa, wow. You know, the guy looks, he blows away his body when he was 20s because he just made a decision to just make it a priority. So yeah, you can, you know, but I think it's really just about the consistency and just, you know, and you don't need to be in the gym 2-3 hours a day. I think, you know, when you're younger, we all have made that mistake of thinking you had to live in the gym to get the body you want. And it's just not true. You don't have to, you know, I really, as much, even though this is what I do as a career, I don't want to be in the gym that long. I want to get in and get done. I got other things to do. So I'm always trying to figure out ways how I can be the most efficient in my time. And that's why I love the ability of supersetting and circuits training. I'm a big advocate of that because it allows you to train multiple body parts at one time and you're able to get so much done. It's always funny to me, Funk, when I see someone in the gym and they get a set and literally I see this guy waiting 3 to 4 minutes to do another set. I'm like, dude, you could have done like, you know how many exercises you could have done in that rest period? What are you resting for? You didn't do nothing.
I see it every day, man.
You haven't done nothing. You know, I'm like just constantly moving, you know, and you and I know that that's all part of the conditioning. And I think guys think that like a lot of guys, bro, they think that if they are constantly moving, that they're going to lose muscle.
Totally.
No, dude, you have to be in a serious caloric deficit to do that.
Right.
You know, you're not going to lose muscle when you're anaerobically training and you're constantly moving, you know, and people don't even realize that, you know, that is a you know, you have to really, you have to eat extraordinarily. You have to be on a very, very low caloric diet to lose lean muscle mass, even doing cardio. I've seen guys that they don't want to sprint when they do cardio. They want to walk like they're 80 years old, a grandma. I don't want to lose muscle. And I'm like, man, this is this old school bodybuilding mentality, bro.
Yeah. And the bodybuilders are actually taking, you know, performance enhancing drugs so they can afford to do all that stuff. When you're just a normal person getting on the treadmill for 60 minutes, walking like a grandpa, you're killing your muscle.
Yeah, you are.
You're actually killing your muscle.
Killing your muscle, yeah. You definitely really are. And you know, when you're able to sprint or able to, you know, you're able to do cardio at a moderate to high intensity, then that is muscle maintenance. You're not going to lose any muscle mass. And, you know, you have to really be doing cardio for, you know, you have to be doing marathon running, long distance running cardio to start to lose lean muscle mass, you know? So it's just, I think, it's just a lot of, misinformation in terms of, I think guys, I don't know why I go to the gym all the time. I'm training and I'm doing my thing, but I people watch and I always see what others are doing. And, it's always interesting to me, guys, that just don't want to do cardio. And, I love, you know, I think it's about building a functional body. I don't obviously compete at that level anymore as sports, but I still want to be athletic. I still want to be functional. I still want to be able to jump. I still want to be able to sprint if I have to, you know. I still want to be able to be in a position that I can save someone's life. I can be functional. I can, you know, get myself out of a natural disaster, you know? And so it's, that's how I train. That's how I like to train my clients. That's what I teach. I don't believe in though, you know, yeah, it's great to, you know, no one wants to be scrawny and skinny and everyone wants to feel like they have some muscle. But I think the fear that you're going to lose lean muscle mass because you're doing some form of cardiovascular activity is absolutely silly and nonsensical. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. You must be traveling tons, right? Going from one show to the other, going here to promote the book, promote the challenge. Sure. What's your nutrition like? What's your, you know what I mean? Like,
my nutrition is very simple. I'll be honest with you. My main components of eating, at least lunch and dinner, is always chicken, turkey, vegetables, brown rice, sweet potatoes, baked potatoes. I have a steak once a month. I don't eat steak every week. Try to have my fruits in the morning time. I'm not a really big breakfast person personally. I always have my larger meals, lunch and dinner. And so, you know, another myth is that, you know, if you miss breakfast, it's going to hurt you. It's really all about what your body, you know, you have to just listen to your body. If you have carbs late at night, that's not going to lead to fat gain. That's another big myth. You know, it's, you know, of course, you know, it is ideally if you eat regularly, if you miss a meal and you wait long periods of time to eat another meal, I say the disadvantage that typically people overeat when they're waiting long periods of time to eat. So I would say, yes, if you can try to eat regularly, that's great. So you don't end up overeating. But if you feel comfortable getting the majority of your calories through, you know, through the lunch and dinner time, that's okay. You know, I think everything really, you know, it is. I mean, I hate to say it, but everything really is all about the calories and the quality of the calories, you know. So, but I indulge just like the next person. I believe in the 70-30, 80-20 rule. You know, sometimes 70-30.
Depending on where you are.
Yeah, depending where I am. But like when I'm home, I think it's much easier. But even when I'm away, if I'm out, if I'm away and, you know, in New York or traveling or whatever, I understand, you know, when you understand the main clean foods like chicken and turkey and fish and steak, and then, you know, you're always good. It's always like the main components and the basics. These are my proteins. These are my complex carbs. These are my veggies. Those don't change even if you travel, you know. Of course, if you're going to a restaurant or whatever, of course, they probably add a little bit more salt than normal, a little extra sodium, but that's okay. That's not going to hurt you once in a while. So I think once you understand the basics of how to eat, then you can apply that whether you're home or, you know, whether you're away from your home.
Yeah, I love it. That's perfect. It's simple, eh? It's so simple.
When you break it down, the basic, it really is simple. I think people complicate it too much.
Yeah.
They try to make it seem like it is some difficult chore, you know, or something that is so hard to comprehend. It really isn't. If you understand the basic components of the food pyramid and what is good for your body and what isn't, you know. And to be honest with you, I mean, like, there's a lot of healthy food. I think a lot of healthy foods that taste really good, you know. I think once you use the word healthy, they, oh, God, it's, you know, it just doesn't sound sexy. Totally. It's not sexy to say junk or cheap, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, you know, I think we, you know, as health and wellness educators, I'd like to call us health and wellness educators. You know, our job is just to try to provide as many options as possible. I think that I don't believe in extreme exercising and I don't believe in extreme dieting. I think studies have shown people fail. So I really believe in giving you as many options as possible eating wise. Like, okay, these are your vegetable options. These are your protein options. The idea to say, hey, you can only eat you can only eat fish because it's highest in protein. That's just ridiculous.
Totally.
You know, this, you know, you can't expect people, that people are not robots, you know. You have to, you know, give people as many options as possible. So just from a psychological perspective, that they don't feel like it's just like it's some chore. It's supposed to be a lifestyle, not some rigid job to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's sustainable. Something they can be on for years. You know, like if someone says, oh, I'm on a paleo or I'm on a keto or I'm low carb or low, you know, how many people do you know have been on those diets for 2-3 years? Maybe very few, but probably not. You know, they're always bouncing up and down, or they're always diet bouncing from here to there.
Right.
So, that's great, great, great information, man. Great.
Yeah.
Great tips.
Yeah, without a doubt, man. So yeah, my brother, just, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity, man, to be on your podcast, and congrats on all that you're doing. And I'm definitely proud of you, man. I'm definitely a fan of all of the great things that you're doing. And I appreciate you having me on and allowing me to just, you know, really share my love for health and wellness, you know. And yeah, for all of you guys that are wanting to get in better shape during this New Year's resolution, we have, it's newyearsresolutionchallenge.com. If you go to the website, it has all the information on what you're going to receive. And yeah.
The cut, they can get that on Amazon.
So yeah, appreciate it, man. Thank you for the plug, brother. Thank you
so much, man. Thank you for being on the show. I appreciate it. I love it, man. Thanks,
keep
man.
Keep doing your thing, bro.
Thank you, brother. Peace. All right, enjoy. Brother. Hey, so I hope you enjoyed that episode and got a ton of information that you can go back and actually start using in your everyday life. And if you got any bit of information, useful information or valuable information from this episode, please give this this podcast episode a 5 rating. Give it a nice high rating. It helps with the podcast. It helps keep our rating high so that I can continue to bring you great guests and more episodes of this podcast. Also, please make sure you download the Over 40 Alpha podcast app. You can find that in your app store. Go down and download that, because you'll make sure that you never miss another episode. It's very easy to access. And if you haven't downloaded this yet, please download my free 1-week Over 40 Shred program for men by going to www.freeover40shredprogram.com. That's freeover40shredprogram.com. Thanks so much for your time. And until next time, get it done.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.